Pennsylvania's coronavirus vaccination plan calls for K-12 teachers and child care staffers to be vaccinated in the same cohort. But child cares have been in a much different position during the pandemic compared to much the rest of the education sector. They say if a child doesn't get more financial support soon for child care, many may not survive until the vaccine is widely available. Keystone Crossroads' Miles Bryan reports.
When Damaris Alvarado reopened her two South Philly child care centers in May, she took every safety precaution she could think of. She instituted social distancing, staggered pickup and drop-off.
We even bought purifying air units that cost thousands and thousands of dollars. We have done everything.
For a while, it seemed to work. Alvarado centers had no documented coronavirus cases from May to October. Still, she started getting anxious last month. A lot of her families were planning to see relatives at Thanksgiving.
I pre-warned them, you know, if I see there's a lot of traveling, I might have to close the facilities down.
But she was already too late. On November 17th, one of her staff members tested positive. Within a few days, more than a dozen kids and staff were sick. Alvarado decided to shut down her centers through the holidays. It'll cost her tens of thousands of dollars, but that's not her biggest regret. One of her infected staff members lived with her father. He got COVID too. He died the day before Thanksgiving.
So how does that make us feel? Guilty? Absolutely guilty. Because I felt as though I had to choose money versus the health and safety of my staff, you know, their families and the families that I serve.
All across the state, childcare providers like Alvarado are navigating tough decisions like this. Unlike schools, many of which have been moving entirely online, childcares are a business. They have to be open to make money. Cash flow has been tight recently. Federal stimulus payments dried up in October. And Pennsylvania Child Care Association Director Diane Barber says many providers have seen their attendance drop since then.
Some of those initial fears that families had, you know, back in May and June when we began to open, you know, are even more so now, you know, with the rising COVID numbers.
For months, the state shielded providers with low attendance by paying them a subsidy based on their pre-pandemic enrollment. But that policy was scrapped this fall, too.
Without the subsidy payment or additional CARES dollars, these programs are on the verge of closing.
The data we have so far suggests that kids are less likely than adults to get infected or transmit the virus. And if safety measures are observed, childcare seems pretty safe for the adults involved, too. Many parents, though, are still wary. Take what happened on the day a few weeks ago when the Children's Village, a well-known childcare center in Philadelphia, found out one of its kids had tested positive.
By 10 o'clock that morning, more than half of our families went home.
Mary Graham is the executive director there.
It went through, you know, parents call other parents, call other parents. They went home. So a child who isn't even in that child's classroom, the parents are worried.
By the end of the day, more than a dozen families had withdrawn from the center permanently, based on just that one case. Since the pandemic hit, more than 400 child care centers in Pennsylvania have closed. Graham says more are likely to go out of business soon. That's got her questioning the state's vaccine plan.
If you want us to be open, we better be in line before school teachers if the schools are closed and we're open.
Miles Bryan, Keystone Crossroads.